Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Kamowitz v. Michigan, which was decided in the Michigan Circuit Court in 1973. The question before the court was, does involuntary hospitalization at a state psychiatric facility prevent a patient from providing informed consent for an experimental treatment? In 1955, John Doe was committed to the Ionia State Hospital as a, quote, criminal sexual psychopath without a criminal conviction. He was later charged with the murder and rape of a student nurse while he was a patient at another psychiatric hospital. In 1972, Dr. Ernst Rodin and Dr. Jacques Gottlieb of the Lafayette Clinic filed a study proposal titled For the Study of Treatment of Uncontrollable Aggression. The study was funded by the state of Michigan. The study terms indicated that 24 criminal sexual psychopaths in the Michigan State Health System were to be subjects in the experiment, which compared brain surgery and an anti-androgen drug in controlling aggression. That November, John Doe signed an informed consent and was transferred to the Lafayette Clinic as a research subject. John Doe's parents also gave consent for the experiment, and two separate review committees were established by Dr. Rodin to review the, quote, scientific worthiness of the study and the validity of the consent obtained from Doe. The committees gave their approval. No appropriate study subjects were found except Mr. Doe, and Dr. Rodin prepared to proceed with Mr. Doe with plans to insert electrodes on about January 15, 1973. In early January, Mr. Kamowitz learned of the study and alerted the Detroit Free Press. There was a good amount of publicity, and the state of Michigan stopped their funding. Doctors Rodin and Gottlieb stopped their plans to pursue the research project. The court convened and identified three issues. One, the constitutionality of Mr. Doe's commitment. The court found it unconstitutional because Mr. Doe had not been convicted of a crime at the time of his commitment. The second issue is quoted as follows. After failure of established therapies, may an adult or a legally appointed guardian, if the adult is involuntarily detained at a facility within the jurisdiction of the State Department of Mental Health, give legally adequate consent to an innovative or experimental surgical procedure on the brain if there is demonstrable physical abnormality of the brain and the procedure is designed to ameliorate behavior which is either personally tormenting to the patient or so profoundly disruptive that the patient cannot safely live or live with others. The third issue was that if the answer to the question above was yes, then is it legal to conduct an experimental surgery in the aforementioned scenario? Holding. A person involuntarily detained in a state facility cannot give legally adequate consent to an innovative or experimental surgical procedure on the brain where the danger is high and the risks incapable of assessment. In considering consent for an experiment, the court cited the Nuremberg Code. Rule 1, voluntary consent of the human subject, quote, without any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion. The court stated that while individuals typically have, quote, free choice about whether to undergo experimental medical procedures, the state has the power to modify this free choice when it, quote, cannot be given freely or when the result would be contrary to public policy. Involuntarily admitted patients in a psychiatric hospital are in an inherently coercive environment, stripped of customary amenities and defenses. The court discussed that Mr. Doe partially consented to the surgery in, quote, an effort to show the doctors in the hospital that he was a cooperative patient. The patient is vulnerable due to their medical conditions and the deprivation stemming from involuntary confinement and institutionalization, which strips the individual of support that allows them to maintain their self-worth and sense of integrity. In sum, Kamowitz v. Michigan, which was decided in the Michigan Circuit Court in 1973, held that involuntarily admitted patients in a psychiatric hospital were not able to provide informed consent for experimental procedures.